Genesis 50, 1 to 14. Jacob's burial. Actually, this passage is to do with Joseph in the main. Jacob has died. The last verse of the previous chapter. Jacob finished giving instructions to his sons. He then drew up his feet into the bed. He breathed his last. And he was gathered to his people. And it's how Joseph and the brothers, but mainly Joseph, we are told here, how he reacted to his father's death. Death has to come, my friend. Believer, unbeliever. Death is on the road. Every hour takes us that step nearer to it. And we are utterly foolish if we do not make preparations for that one great event in our life which is certain. It has to come. It's the curse of the fall. It's inevitable. There is no escaping it. We must be ready for that day. What can we learn here? I address primarily my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. What can we learn, brothers and sisters? Well, I learn first of all that death is a grief. I learned it in the Bible. I've learned it by experience. It's certainly here in Scripture. Look at verse 1. Joseph threw himself upon his father and wept over him and kissed him. Yes, it was a loss. Look at verse 10. They lamented loudly and bitterly. Now, I know we're talking about Middle Eastern people, and there is a cultural thing here. But nevertheless, the principle remains. There is a grief. There is a loss over the weeping. There is a weeping over the loss of Jacob's death here. You see, my brothers and sisters, death is an enemy. 1 Corinthians 15 is the last enemy. It's the final enemy. Jesus himself wept, John 11. There is a mourning. There is a grieving. John 11 has plenty of it. Don't let's deny it, brother and sister. Don't let's pretend about it. It's quite right to mourn. The word mourning is used here, verse 4, verses 10 and 11. There's a mourning time. There's a grieving time. There is a loss here, and it's felt. Unbeliever, we're not made of cardboard, we believers. You think that we're pretending. We've got our head in the sand. We got so much hope for heaven that we don't really think about earth. No, we face these things. And death is an enemy to us too. And its bereavement is a hurt to us and a grief to us. And we're not pretending about it. But it is to you too. Do you pretend? The second thing I want to see here is there is respect for Jacob's remains. Verse 2. Joseph directed the physicians and so on in the service, in his service to embalm his father and all the rest of it. Now, again, there are cultural things here, but nevertheless, we do see respect for the remains here. And he goes on. Jacob's body remains treated with respect. It's not just a mere bag of chemicals. Those remains will be needed again. For you, unbeliever, as well as for us. This is not the end. I know you think it's the end. It's only the beginning in many respects. And I notice here that there's respect, even with a solemn funeral. Verse 11. The people who saw the crowd burying Jacob said, they are holding a solemn ceremony of mourning. Verse 11. Solemn, yes. So it's a grief. There's respect for remains. But we must beware of excess. Now here, in this passage, I believe there's too much of Egyptian excess here. There's too much here of excessive time, excessive grief, excessive mourning, excessive expense, memorials and all the rest of it. I believe we should show a more restrained spirit as believers. We do not sorrow as those who have no hope, as others, as the rest. Unbeliever, I can quite understand why you sorrow without any hope. You have no hope. But believers have a hope. What's that? The resurrection to everlasting life. Unbeliever, your expectation, it's not a hope, but your expectation, and that means a certainty, is resurrection to judgment and everlasting death. That's an appalling thought. But the believer has the hope of the final resurrection and the endless glory in a new heaven and a new earth. So let's beware of excess in mourning and grief and funeral rites. And one last thing I will speak about here is that Jacob's word was kept. He made an agreement with his son about the treatment of his body. And Jacob, his word was kept by Joseph. Look at verses 5-6. Joseph speaks to Pharaoh. My father made me swear an oath and said, I am about to die. Bury me in the tomb I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. Now let me go and bury my father. Then I will return. Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father as he made you swear to do. You get it in verse 12. So Jacob's son did as he had commanded them. They carried him to the land of Canaan and so on and buried him there. James 5:12, sorry. We keep our word. We keep our word. Now, I've noticed that it's too easy after death for the person who's died for their wishes not to be carried out. But if agreements have been made, let us do all we can, brothers and sisters, to do all that we've agreed to and covenanted over. I see that here. So these are the lessons then. Let us keep our word to the departed one. Let us beware of excess. But let us show respect for the remains. But remember, death is a grief and a bereavement. And it's not wrong to show it. In fact, I think it's dangerous not to show it. But we have hope. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? I want to close this little discourse with the hymn I've requested my friends and family to sing at the graveside if conditions are right. When I'm laid in the ground, this is what I want them to sing. Thou hast stood here, Lord Jesus, beside the still cold grave, and proved thy deep compassion and mighty power to save. Thy tears of tender pity, thine agonizing groan, teach how for us thou feelest, now seated on thy throne. Thou hast lain here, Lord Jesus, thyself the victim then, the Lord of life and glory once slain for wretched men, from sin and condemnation, when none but thou couldst save. Thy love than death was stronger and deeper than the grave. Yes, thou wast here, Lord Jesus, but thou art here no more. The terror and the darkness, the night of death are o'er. Great captain of salvation, thy triumphs now we sing. O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? We wait for thine appearing. We weep, but we rejoice. In all our depths of sorrow, we still can hear thy voice. I am the resurrection. I live who once was slain. Fear not. thy friend and brother, shall rise with me and reign. We are living in the days of the new covenant, brother and sister. Christ has come. He's died. He's been buried, but he has been raised again, ascended into glory, and he will come again and take us to himself. We sorrow, yes, but not as those who have no hope. Let us show our hope, even in the saddest days, mourning days, funeral days, bereavement days, and witness to this fallen, sin-sick world of the hope we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.